The Bible says that an unmarried Christian can be concerned about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But what does this look like in real life? Join me for today's edition of Fruitful Single. All right, Jerry, so tell us, how did you become a Christian?
I grew up in Manila, and we don't know God. We don't go to church, we don't pray, we don't know anything about the scripture. Until one of my aunts became a Christian, and she started to teach about the scripture. She brought me and my other cousins to a Protestant church in Manila. I heard the gospel preach consistently every week, and through the Sunday school teacher that I have, we read book by book every year. So we study Psalms, Proverbs, Acts, Tabernacles, so something like that. I didn't really see myself have a personal relationship with the Lord, but I have all those knowledge. So anyone cannot say that I'm not a Christian. So I follow the traditions, right? I say traditions because you pray before meal, before bed, you read your scripture, you go to church, be nice and kind on Sunday, but a different person during the weekdays. Until my father died, then my grandma died, and I have to live on my own. I got separated with my younger brother. I met a man and lived with him. Yeah, I really stand against God. I said, I'm not going to live according to that traditions again. And then I continue on the listening to the Christian radio station that I used to listen. And then there was a night that a man read a scripture based on Isaiah 53. I felt something like those are like arrows that really throwing inside me. And first time in my life, I saw myself so shameful, like so dirty and sinful. So I cannot even put up my face. I know God is in front of me. So I dig my face under my pillow and cry whole night. But since then, I changed course. I tried to look for help. But the big thing that the Lord had done to me when I came here in the Middle East, and I found the church. That was the time that the gospel of Christ really being cleared to me. Because I struggle a lot, tons of questions that I didn't able to find out from the previous church I have in the Philippines. I know, like a boxer, I fight with the pastor, but he's so patient with me and say, what does it mean? Where is this? I read my Bible really like someone who's looking for gold. My mind is always bubbling and very confused and feeling like I'm going to lose my mind. I said, I have to know this. Well, I know the truth is on my hand. It's on the scripture, but I don't understand a lot of things there. And I know I need help, but the Lord graciously lead me to a church that really helps me how to understand the gospel and read my Bible well.
That's great. So can you share kind of like, if you were explaining to somebody that who is in the position that you were in before, that isn't really clear about what the gospel is, and now you're trying to help them understand what you've come to learn, what would you say to them?
The gospel is a message of God, that God is holy and righteous, but also loving and merciful. God who came down from heaven and became a man, but he lives a perfect life, and he offered his life by dying on the cross because of our sins, because of the sinners like us who rebelled and rejected God, sinners like us who deserved eternal punishment from God, sinners like us that we cannot really save ourselves. on the cross, he paid the punishment that we deserve. On the cross, he bore the complete wrath of God that's supposed to be for us, as he laid down his life for sinners as a fully man and a fully God. He died and buried, but on the third day, he rose up and went up to heaven and seated on the right throne of God. Now he rules in all heavens and on earth. But he said that he's coming back and he will going to redeem his own and judge all the people that continue to rebel and reject him. But he also gave hope for sinners who will repent of their sins and will put their trust in him. They will receive the eternal life and joy with him in the kingdom of God.
So now that you've come to know God, what are some ways that you found to use your time to serve him?
I'm a full-time nanny for a Nigerian family. They have two children, ages 6 and 3, turning 4. So my typical day will be working day during the day, and during the night will be a time for reading and studying. At the same time, being alone with the Lord, which is the climax of my day, and reaching out some either the nannies that I met here, or my children back in the church, or family back home, or writing if I still have time.
Excellent. So in your work as a nanny, do you get to talk about the Lord in that also?
Yes, the Lord giving me a lot of opportunities. I really intentionally creating some relationship around the neighborhood. I intentionally pray for the people around, that the Lord will give me opportunity to meet them and get to know them. My strategy will be meeting the nanny. And if the nanny will hear the gospel, by the grace of God, she will also put her faith in the Lord. And then she will teach the children that she's taking care of. And then share the gospel with the employers as well. So these two employers are working for different companies. If they will become a Christian by God's will, they will leave and share the gospel with those colleagues or friends around, you know. So I build communities of nannies and being intentional to them, how they're doing, how can I help you in some practical ways or some legal advice they need. Especially now with COVID, we are looking for flights and everyone, you know, when I speak with them, they can really relate with me because we have same struggles. So it's really a, what to call this? The scripture says it's a huge field that I'm into. So I'm enduring the night just to praise God, give him thanks for the day. So I have opportunity to pray for them, share the gospel, invited them to read the scripture with me. There's one nanny also, he's also a Muslim, and I challenge her, if you want to know the truth, you can read my Bible, I'll read your Quran, so we both can see the truth. So those things that really, they are painting my day, like putting colors. So during the night, the prayer time will be really exciting.
You mentioned also you have children at church. What did you mean by that? Tell us about that.
Okay, children means spiritual children. For example, there are young women almost the same age as my children, biological children. These young ladies in the church that's longing for a motherhood love because their parents also not here. but a mother that could understand their struggle as they follow Christ, their struggles within the working area or their heart issues that they cannot really entrust to anybody else, but only someone that could really understand the scripture and would give them a biblical advices, not worldly advices. But I think one of the biggest aspect is to have someone willingly to walk with them. They know the scripture, they know God's will, but it doesn't mean they will not struggle in following it in a daily basis. So it's very rewarding for me to see them growing. So that's why I said they are my children, because I can see them growing, not maybe physically, but spiritually. And they grow deeper in their love for the Lord.
So what would you say, let's say there's another woman about your age that has been through the struggles of life like you have been, but she's like, what you're doing, Jerry, sounds really great, but how do I find young women that I can pour into?
So for me, the members directory that we have is very helpful to know the people. At the same time, to get involved to different ministries, to meet a lot of people, like for example the welcome team, so you get to greet the people before they enter, and children's ministry, just meeting them over lunch after church, or we got invited, we have common friend, we got invited over Christmas or New Year, or we did camping. Or we have this same interest, like music or now writing. But one biggest thing is to pray to the Lord to have that desire, to have the right thinking of how the Lord can use me effectively for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of His kingdom, and most especially for the sake of His people.
So what are ways that young unmarried women and men can serve families?
Let's say babysitting for families who have children. Help, household chores. Yeah, typical household chores. I think that those are practical ways that they can help. But they cannot do that unless they will be involved in their lives. So as a single person helping Christian with families, you get not only knowledge, but you get wisdom, how they handle their struggles of responsibility, in between responsibilities, personal needs, or with their time, work, their relationship, their marriage. That's like an actual kind of learning school for a single guy or a single young girl.
Great. So as we finish up here, could you pray for your sisters that are going to be listening to this?
God, I pray for these young single ladies that they will grow in the wisdom and knowledge of Christ, whether they get married or not here on earth, but to prepare their heart and mind and soul. God, I pray that they would continue to cultivate that desire to serve you with Christians, with families, and continue to serve you within the church, even within their own families, to be faithful for the gospel. Take all those opportunities as a single young woman to use their resources, their knowledge and wisdom, to proclaim the gospel. God, I pray that you will bear fruit through them and Christ will shine in them and through their lives according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a great reminder that it's not about our location or our vocation, it's about our motivation. The humblest job, if done for Christ, as an act of worship from a heart transformed by His grace, becomes a display of His glory. As always, if you have any questions or comments from me, you can write me, daniel@fruitfulsingle.com. Until next time, may Jesus bless you with fruitfulness. And remember, Don't waste your singleness, because the Lamb's wedding is coming soon.